From Washington, this is VOA News. London police have named two of the three attackers who killed seven people and wounded more than 50 on Saturday. British citizen Karam Shahzad Butt was previously known to police but had not been viewed as a serious threat. He was 27 years old. In a statement, police said there was no intelligence to suggest that this attack was being planned. The second attacker was identified as 30-year-old Rashid Rowain. Both men lived in the same area of East London. Police are continuing to investigate the identity of the third attacker. London police carried out more raids and detained a number of people during searches at two locations on Monday. The acting U.S. ambassador to China, David Rank, has abruptly resigned, telling colleagues he is leaving the Foreign Service over disagreements with President Trump's decision last week to withdraw the United States from the Paris Climate Agreement. American officials familiar with Rank's resignation said he announced his retirement Monday at a town hall meeting of embassy employees. The U.S. State Department confirmed the announcement, saying it was a, quote, personal decision, but would offer no details about his reasons for stepping down. Rank has served as the deputy chief of mission at the embassy since January 2016 and had assumed the acting ambassador role until Trump's choice for ambassador, the former Iowa Governor Terry Branstad, officially takes over later this month. Branstad was confirmed to the post last month. Rank had been with the department for 27 years and served as the political counselor at the U.S. Embassy in Afghanistan from 2011 to 2012. This is VOA News. Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Bahrain, the United Arab Emirates, Yemen, and Maldives all cut diplomatic ties Monday with Qatar, accusing it of supporting terrorism. Qatar's Foreign Affairs Ministry said the measures are, quote, unjustified and are based on baseless and unfounded allegations. Qatar has long been seen by its neighbors as supporting Islamists in the region, particularly the Muslim Brotherhood, a Sunni Islamist political group outlawed by both Saudi Arabia and the UAE. Afghanistan's beleaguered President Ashraf Ghani will host an international conference Tuesday in a new attempt to reach agreement with all parties on how to end an increasingly deadly conflict in the country and collectively fight cross-border terrorism. The Foreign Ministry said Monday that representatives from Iran and Pakistan will attend, as well as the United States, Russia, India, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, the United Arab Emirates, Britain, the United Nations, and the European Union. The extent of the U.S. role in Afghanistan has been under review by the Trump administration, which is expected to announce its strategy soon. The smallest Balkan country, Montenegro, formally became the 29th member of NATO Monday at a ceremony at the U.S. State Department, despite fierce objections from Russia. Montenegro was part of communist Yugoslavia, a stronghold of Moscow. It became an independent republic in 2006 when Montenegrins voted in a referendum to split from Serbia. At a ceremony in Washington, Montenegro's Prime Minister, Dusko Markovic, said, "This is a very big day for a small country that has endured a lot of sacrifices." The White House says President Trump will not try to block former FBI Director James Comey from testifying to Congress later this week about conversations they had earlier this year before Trump fired him. Trump had been considering whether to invoke executive privilege on his White House conversations with Comey and keep him from testifying Thursday before the Senate Intelligence Committee. And the American actor and comedian Bill Cosby went on trial Monday on charges he drugged and sexually assaulted a woman more than 10 years ago. The 79-year-old former television star faces three counts of aggravated indecent assault, each of which carries a maximum sentence of 10 years in prison. About 60 women have publicly said Cosby drugged and assaulted them, but the statute of limitations has run out in nearly every case. You can find more on these and other stories anytime online at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.